Howard endorses lesbian IVF plan. We must populate or perish. In a radical policy backflip, the Prime Minister yesterday announced support for a plan to give lesbians access to reproductive technology. The federal government plan will provide Medicare funding to single women and lesbians who access fertility clinics. Religious groups and family rights campaigners were outraged at the government's proposal and plan national demonstrations next week. A buoyant PM explained at the press conference that earlier government positions about lesbian access to IVF were a result of poor advice from the civil service. We have been alarmed recently about projected population figures for Australia. Unless something is done now to correct the trend, Australia will be in real trouble. The Prime Minister said that government appeals to the High Court in the recent past seeking to deny lesbians access to IVF were frankly misguided. On a personal note, he regretted saying that every child had a right to be born into a family with a mother and father. I was wrong and made those statements in response to advice given to me at the time. On a closer inspection, I've come to realise that the nuclear family isn't necessarily the best environment to raise children. Expanding on a theme of population growth, the PM said the population of Australia was far too low. A dramatic increase in the population was needed over the next 10 years. The government now calls on all lesbian couples to have children. We believe it is in the national interest to assist lesbians and single women in their efforts to raise a family.